Hi, I'm Aisling.
And I'm Matthew.
Last week we talked about how trees can help reduce flooding. This week we'll be discussing why trees are important to maintain soil health.
Soil contains billions of bacteria, fungi and other microbes that are vital for fertile soils. In fact, a teaspoon of fertile soil contains more organisms than there are humans on the planet.
We need fertile soils so that farmers can produce all the lovely food that sustains us. You might not know this, but around the world our soils are suffering. We're losing them to erosion, which means the soil gets blown away by the wind or washed away by the floods. It's actually estimated that 2 to 5 million acres of arable land is lost to soil erosion every year.
Why is this a problem? It means that our ability to produce food will be reduced. Fertile soil takes hundreds of years to form, so we need to protect it, and that's where trees come in.
The roots of trees break up rock in the ground, and this helps to form soil. The roots also help to anchor the soil and keep it in place. The roots help to improve the amount of air getting into the soil. This helps roots and small organisms to get oxygen. It also improves drainage.
The leaves of broadleaf trees drops to the ground, and this adds organic matter to the soil. Why is this important? The extra organic content allows the soil to hold more water.
Trees also extract large populations of microorganisms that live in the soil. These small organisms make the soil more fertile.
Trees also offer some defense against the wind and rain, which helps prevent soil erosion. Essentially, trees stop our soils from being blown or washed away.
Some types of trees can add nutrients to the soil. These trees, also known as fertilizer trees, are being grown on cropland across the world because they help restore degraded soils to health.
There are many reasons to plant a tree. Perhaps consider planting a crabapple tree. It's native and it's also suitable for a small garden, and you can make crabapple jelly.